All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
One Ian has in the scope is up in the tree. There it goes. Okay, here it is. So look with your eyes. Here it comes. You can see it just fine. There you go. So keep watching. It's probably going to go right back on its nest.
We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. To bring us the answer, KALW's Melanie Young met up with a retired lawyer and labor rights activist who's become obsessed with some of Golden Gate Park's biggest residents.
Okay, in Golden Gate Park, from morning till dark, I'll watch over my blue herons, a squawk and a squeak.
My name is Nancy DeStefanis. I'm the executive director of San Francisco Nature Education, and we're at Stowe Lake.
Can I see now?
Would you like to come see?
I started this program 12 years ago called Heron Watch, and what we do is we set up telescopes, spotting scopes, and we lead tours of the wild birds, including the great blue herons that nest here.
It's kind of looking straight at us now.
I can see it.
With the binoculars? Oh, good. Is that beautiful? Did you see the bright yellow on the bill?
I call myself a community naturalist because I'm good at getting people out here to see these wonderful birds. To me, I want the underserved children of our city to experience the wonders of walking around for 2 hours with binoculars on dirt and seeing these wonderful birds. So it's still about social justice for me. It's just at a different spot, where I'm going into classrooms with my volunteers and then taking them out here with all my naturalists.
So we saw the heron picture of the big fish in his or her mouth. What else do you think the heron might eat? Mice? That's a good one. What else?
Now, the heron is really a charismatic bird. It's got a magnificent 6-foot wingspan. It's got a gold beak, and he's 4 feet tall. I mean, it's hard to miss these birds, and yet people would walk around the lake and have no idea that these birds were right opposite them on this little island.
Okay, here it is. So look with your eyes. Here it comes. You can see it just fine. There you go. So keep watching. It's probably going to go right back on its nest.
Beautiful.
And there it goes. Oh. Just as planned.
There he is. Nice show.
We saw a flying heron.
Do herons make a sound? Like today, I didn't hear the herons making sound. Do herons make a sound?
Herons, great blue herons, make an incredible sound. It's guttural. So if a heron, another heron tries to fly into their nest, they will squawk like crazy at that bird. Very, very squawky and very loud. When the chicks are about to be fed, we hear them making little squawking sounds all over the lake. You can hear them up in the nest.
Because now you know where he is.
Baby.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to see again? Because now it's moving a lot.
So I love what I'm doing, and I'll be doing it for the rest of my life. Just birdies and me. Come on, everybody. High up in a tree, you'll soon be a great blue heron. That's Heron. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. My favorite song.